One of our most popular videos is called A Pastor Looks Up in Tears. It's about a non-affirming pastor who is shocked at what he discovers about God, others, and himself when he gets to what the Bible calls heaven. We have connected with tens of thousands of parents who've been pressured to, and sometimes convinced by, their church to reject their LGBTQ+ child, to condemn and shame them, to kick them out of the house, to disown them. So we wanted to do a version of that video here on the podcast for parents instead of a pastor. What happens when the parent who has not yet fully accepted and affirmed their LGBTQ+ child comes face to face with God?
Would it be okay if I were to tell you that I am afraid someday, so I call you up and you call me down? Would it be okay?
Well, hello and welcome to the Freed Hearts Podcast. We are so glad you're here with us today. My name is Robert Cottrell, and I'm here as always with
Susan Cottrell.
Hi.
Hi.
Please come visit us at freedhearts.org. We have a lot of vibrant community there, inclusive supportive community, as well as extensive resources. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through, that's the place to connect with all of that. Again, freedhearts.org. And also, we haven't mentioned this in a while, you do some counseling every now and then.
I do.
You have a very select amount of time that you set aside for that. If you're interested out there in speaking with Susan as a counselor, she does that. Write us, and we will give you some more information on the details. Again, it's very limited, but we'll see what we can do. So that's Susan at freedhearts.org. Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, again, welcome. One of our most popular YouTube videos and blog posts is called A Pastor Looks Up in Tears. And it's about a non-affirming pastor who is shocked at what he discovers about God, about others, and honestly about himself when he gets to what the Bible calls heaven. You can find it on our YouTube channel. If you're on YouTube, just search for Freed Hearts or at Freed Hearts, and all of our videos will come right up. And we do connect and have connected with a number of pastors who have experienced this kind of regret and change. But we have connected with tens of thousands of parents, most of whom come from some sort of non-affirming Christian background, religious background, who have been told, taught, pressured to, and sometimes convinced to reject their LGBTQ+ child, to condemn them, to shame them, to kick them out of the house, disown them. Just in the news recently, I read of an ex-NFL player who discovered his son parked in front of the house with his son's boyfriend and choked them and beat them and
oh my gosh.
And held a gun next to the face. The allegations are incredible. And so sometimes people will say, it doesn't really happen still, does it? Well, it does happen still. Remember, 25% of all homeless LGBTQ youth became homeless the same day they came out to Christian parents. I mean, again, you know the horror stories. Susan, you talked about a few
yes.
in the TED Talk. We're not going to go through those again today. But yes, it absolutely happens.
We hear from them every day.
We hear from the kids every day, and we often hear from the parents every single day.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to do a version of that other YouTube video here on the podcast for parents instead of a pastor. And this might be something that you would want to share with someone. And if you're listening to this as it has been sent to you with a request to please listen to, just sit back a little bit, listen, let your heart take this in. Okay, listen to the end and let your heart take this in. So we're going to talk today about what happens when the parent who has not fully accepted and affirmed their LGBTQ+ child comes face to face with God.
Well, your time has finally come. You and your spouse are about to meet your maker, as they say. You've made it to the pearly gates after a long and faithful life lived in anticipation of this very moment. You shuffle your feet a bit. Why in heaven's name would you be nervous? After all, you've been faithful to your deepest held religious belief because nothing has been more important to you than to reap this final reward. Now, I want you to understand that we hear from countless, literally countless, LGBTQ people whose parents have rejected them and cut them off from family. Tragic. These parents are filled with thoughts and feelings they can't even begin to sort out. But they always frame it as if God is making them tough love their child, i.e. cancel their child, and they have no choice. They present it as if they'll get a reward for this. They are in fear, abject fear, that God will cancel them, and so they cancel their children. The fear is so deeply conditioned of anything gay-related or trans-related, they fear that they will end up in hell if they don't cut off their children. I can imagine these parents showing up in heaven to receive their long-awaited reward for their faithfulness. I don't think things will go as they expect. "Well, we're here," Dad says. A little shocked to be here, honestly. We didn't see that car coming. But anyway, here we are. "Yes, so how did you do there on Earth?" This is the question they've been waiting for. "I think we did pretty well," Dad says. Then he adds with a chuckle, "I guess you should tell us." "How did you do with the people I gave you to love?" Mom and Dad look thoughtful. Then Dad says, I think we did well. I mean, we tried to help most people walk the straight and narrow. I feel pretty good about it." He tried to sound modest, but if there was ever a time to toot your own horn. "How did you do with your son?" "Our son?" Mom says. "We loved him really well. We homeschooled him. We took care of all his needs. We taught him all the Bible verses. And then he came out gay, so we told him that's not okay." "Yes, you did. And then?"
"And then what?"
"Exactly. And then what happened to him?" She hesitated. "We lost track of him."
"You lost track of him?"
"Well, you see," Dad took over now, "it's just not natural to be gay. I mean, I don't have to tell you." He smiled, but quickly stopped. "It's just weird," he said under his breath.
"What?"
Dad looked down. "How could it be unnatural if it keeps occurring in nature? And you want to talk about weird? Have you seen what I've created? The zebra? The duck-billed platypus? Space that infinitely expands way beyond your conception of it?" Dad was not smiling. "We couldn't have him in the house influencing the other children and making them think that he was okay. We wanted him to know it's not normal to be gay."
"And who told you that?"
Dad looked confused.
It's right there in black and white."
"No. What's there in black and white is to love each other, be kind to each other, treat each other the way you want to be treated, and don't treat others the way you don't want to be treated. That's what's in black and white. You ignore almost everything in that book about love and community and caring for each other, but you've added this thing in there now and are using it to hurt people that I told you to love?"
Dad and Mom look at each other.
"Yes, but you see, we knew it was not okay."
"So you cut him off from your love?"
No, we still love him," Mom insisted. If there's one thing she knew, it's that she loved her child. No one could tell her otherwise, not even, this was not going well.
"But you wouldn't go to his wedding. You wouldn't meet his partner, even though it was so important to him. When he really wanted you, when he needed you, you abandoned him."
"But what would people say?" Dad interjected. "I'm a deacon in the church." His wife joined in. "And I teach Sunday school. They wouldn't let me teach if I accepted my gay son. Everyone would hate us."
"Oh, I see. And you wouldn't like that. For your church community to exclude you, that community you've known for years and years, knowing they would disdain you. That wouldn't feel good, hmm? They shook their heads. If they said you were no longer welcome in the church, if they no longer welcomed your full participation in the community you raised your kids in, people you considered family, that wouldn't feel good, right? Would that feel like love to you? Their heads were down. Would it? No, Dad said finally. So instead of enduring that loss yourself, that rejection that does not feel at all like love, you passed it on to your son. Instead of being a family and protecting your son, instead of standing beside him, you sent him out to endure that rejection alone. Mom and Dad both had tears now. What do you think it means to bear one another's burdens? What do you think it means that whatever you do for the most vulnerable person, you do for me? Do you remember that? They nodded. This child was an extraordinary gift, the one you prayed for, remember? The one you thanked me for, remember? I gave you this child, and now you want to give him back or throw him away because he isn't what you had in mind? They were openly weeping. How could they have done this to their son? I've taken good care of him. He doesn't know that because he wants nothing to do with me. Thanks to you and all the pain he's endured from you. And when you didn't step in to protect him from the pain from others. Thanks to all the lies he's had to listen to every Sunday and in your home. Lies about him being unworthy as he is and that he needed to change. Thanks to all of that, he wants nothing to do with me. But he's learning to trust his heart. Learning to trust his heart, to trust the spirit inside of him. I gave him that beautiful husband of his. They are very happy together. You would have enjoyed the wedding. I'm so sorry, they said over and over. I'm so, so sorry.
Most of you parents listening to us today did not respond this way. You fully accept and affirm your LGBTQ child. Sometimes it was right away. Sometimes that journey took a bit longer. And if you need to apologize to and seek forgiveness from your child for any part of that journey, don't wait. Do it today, please. They deserve it. You deserve it. The relationship deserves it. Many of you listening today who are part of the LGBTQ plus community have parents who did not accept you and affirm you. We are so sorry. And I hope we are helping your heart know that their rejection is not about you and never was. It's not about God either, but it's about internalized, fear-based, false religious beliefs. Love is not complicated. Jesus' example is not complicated if we just think it through and trust our hearts. And again, for those of you who may be listening to this at the recommendation of someone you love, someone in your family, please connect with us. Reach out to us at freedhearts.org. We will walk on this journey with you. And for you, we encourage you to err on the side of love. We say this often, err on the side of love and trust God with everything else. I promise you, beloved, you will never, ever regret that. Ever. This may be an episode that you'd like to share with others. Please do. And again, please connect with us. We have vibrant support community, extensive resources. Whoever you are, wherever you are on the journey, again, we are honored to walk it with you. We love you. You are beloved.
We love you.
We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Would it be okay if I were to tell you that I am afraid someday, so I call you up and you call me down, would it be okay?
You've been listening to the Freed Hearts Podcast. We have extensive resources and vibrant community for you at www.freedhearts.org. Just come say hello. And if you have questions or issues or comments about the podcast, things you'd like us to talk about, reach out to us at podcast@freedhearts.org. The music is provided by Hannah Cottrell, our daughter, the Grammy-nominated Saint Sinner, and you can find out more about her at heysaintsinner.com. Please share this, subscribe, and follow on your favorite platform, and thanks for listening.